95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So did we use up all of our clouds and cold weather earlier this month? Or like,
It's only been sunny for like 5 days
it's
in a row.
Horrible. Oh, so awful. Look how bad it is
it's
out there.
It's pretty nice.
Ugh, it's like clear. It. It's warm. It's gross.
But it's not hot, so it's nice.
Bring back the clouds. We're coming up on October. Friday the 13th is tomorrow. It should be really cloudy and stormy and moody.
So I mean, I'd take that for a day.
Yeah, and we sit down and watch.
Cloudy, stormy, moody.
Yeah, Shining Vale and the clouds and the rain tomorrow night when it comes back to stars.
It.
That'd be cool.
Yep, I do like that. And then Saturday, it would be sunny again.
No!
It would all be nice. I'll go back to
that. All right, well, as long as it comes back for Halloween.
Give me five.
No. Songs with free. They're free. Haven't heard that in a while.
Songs with free in the title.
Yes, please. That's what we're looking for at 5 o'clock.
We're talking about your favorite scary movies.
We got a list of those.
We're not positive if we are going to talk to Luke Robitaille from the Kings.
Yeah, we're hoping so. Right? That would be awesome. So, yeah. So you went last night, right?
I did, yes.
How was it?
Opening night.
Amazing.
It was fun. We lost, but it was fun.
Yeah, but it's always
good.
A good time.
Opening night is the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it so much because hockey's back.
And we're going to have tickets all through the season to give out to them.
Yep. What American Dollar on the show today. And the KLOS name game, you can win $3,900 and tickets to see Guns N' Roses.
Sometime between now and 4, we'll ask you to call. Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Woo!
It's that time of year. It's Halloween time.
Ah, it's my favorite. It's best time of the year. Most important holiday on the calendar.
Would you like...
I need
a buck?
Yeah, because I got to go to the store and buy a bunch of candy, so a dollar should cover it.
The 10 best horror movies of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
Oh.
Of course, it's subjective, but...
Yeah, Rolling Stone knows fairly. That's a pretty good...
The 10 best horror movies of all time.
Are you a horror movie fan yourself?
I love scary movies. I don't love gross.
Okay, like splatter.
I've seen one of the Saws I saw, and the last scene was them playing soccer with a guy's head. Not really into that.
Kind of funny though.
Yes, it was
right.
Because it didn't look too realistic.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, I don't like gore, but I love scary.
Right, right, right. All right, well, let's start with the super classic, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is
yeah,
number
baby.
Nine?
Well, that's encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
How about Night of the Living Dead? One of the best movies ever of the horror genre. Started
Night
everything.
Of the Living Dead.
Think of all the zombie movies it started. Unbelievable.
Not on the top 10 list.
Unbelievable. All right, well, since it's Rolling Stone, I bet they're going to go with Blair Witch Project. Ooh.
Blair Witch Project.
Who cares?
Not them.
Well, good for them. That's good. All right, let's go for an uber crazy one. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, you're just being ridiculous.
No, that's
now.
One of the best horror movies ever made.
But everyone doesn't agree with you on that.
By the way, that's because they're wrong. One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend one American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. I mean, are they saying The Shining then?
I will tell you that The Shining's number 11.
Okay. Oh, number 11.
But you gave me a number 11 yesterday. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Woo! Halloween?
Halloween. Let me see. Yes, number 5.
Wow. What
and
is that?
You're out of guesses.
I'm out of guesses.
Yep.
I don't understand.
So you
how
got
that
three
works.
Correct. You got six guesses. You got three correct.
I see. I get the picture.
The 10 best horror movies of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh.
10, Hereditary.
That's pretty good.
2018.
Right.
Number 9, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Have you seen
1974?
You've seen Texas Chainsaw.
I have seen
that. Oh, that's right. That was you saw it really young, right?
That's another day's topic is horror movies you saw when you were way too young.
Way too young. Yeah, that's a great subject. You know, it's funny because we were going to all sorts of horror movies right then, and they re-released Texas Chainsaw. It was like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street and all that stuff. And they re-released that one. And we were all... I was just blown away. I'm like, this is the most amazing horror film
I've ever seen. I was a little kid, and it scared the crap out of me. Maybe that's why I don't like gore.
I think the scariest part of that movie, by the way, is when he slams the kitchen door shut, when he just pulls it shut.
Yeah.
And there's not anything going on. You just know that,
I love that stuff.
They're in trouble.
Yes.
She's in trouble.
I do love there's not really anything going on, but you're scared out of your mind. I do love that.
Because it's just so intense. Yeah.
Number 8, Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, okay. All right.
1978.
That is actually, of all of them, my favorite. Night of the Living Dead is a classic.
For sure. Don't pick it.
Dawn of the Dead, though, is much better.
Number 7 is Get Out.
Oh, Get Out. Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was good. Yeah. Number six, I've never heard of it. I looked it up. Inside.
Inside, I don't
is
know.
A French horror movie.
Oh, really?
I don't know why they would put it on their top 10.
Oui, oui, oh.
Number five is Halloween.
Yep.
Number four is Don't Look Now.
Don't know that one.
1973.
Ooh, I don't even know what that is.
Number three, The Ring.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, 1998. That was okay. I was really disappointed with that, though. I was okay. It was stylish.
I don't understand how you didn't guess number two or one. Number two is Psycho.
Oh, sure. I don't think of that as a, yeah. I mean, that's psychological to me. Whatever.
I love psychological.
Yeah, good
too.
Stuff.
And number one,
yeah.
The Exorcist.
Also not. Same thing. I don't think that is a horror movie, really.
Really?
No, it's just a
demon possession. It's just like a laugh.
It's a lovely day for an exorcist. Yeah, I've seen it about 167 times, and it gets funnier every single time I see it.
Let's celebrate the fact that people are dumb.
Oh, that's a fact. I didn't know there was going to be a people are dumb.
Yeah.
But I just told you.
Literally just said that to you.
No, you didn't say people are dumb. You said something else.
People are dumb.
You said dumb news.
Because the.
I
didn't say dumb news.
Whatever. Who cares? People are dumb.
Okay. A million-dollar fraudster running from the cops was found on a dating app.
On a dating app?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His name is Wayne Parker. He successfully evaded authorities for nearly a year after committing $1 million in fraud. So he basically went to court, was found guilty.
Right.
But then on the day of sentencing, he didn't show up.
Pew! Off
gone.
He goes. Right.
He was renting cars and trying to stay on the run without the police being able to catch up to
him.
And
he was doing a good job of it? He was. Laying low and spending his money and having a good time?
They had no idea. And then he went to Match.com.
Oh, dude, come
and
on.
Filled out the information on Match.com.
It's always that. You know, you always got to get some, and that's what always throws you off, ruins everything.
My house is in action. My house is in flux. What do you call it? I actually only have a car for a house.
I don't know what's going on over there.
I'm saying, yeah, that's all he has is a car.
Oh, I see.
I thought you were having
a meltdown or something.
No, the 35-year-old had failed to appear in court in February for sentencing, went online to Match.com.
Come on.
And they found him and they arrested
just
him.
Just find a toot with all the money you got. You got $1 million, man. Get a nice toot, you know? You don't need to
I've never
set
referred
up
to
a
him
life.
As a toot.
That's what Trixie is, right? A toot? Isn't that how
yes,
Trixie describes
yes,
her?
Yes, she is. I can tell you how to get into the Heidi and Frank birthday bash.
Sleep your way in?
Frank Kramer, this Saturday, is going to be at the Curacao, the store at Northridge Fashion Center at 5 p.m. You can come hang out, get registered to win tickets for the birthday bash.
Hey, Frank, let me into the party, man!
There's a two-hour live jam from Bohemian Queen. They're going to be playing all the hits in the parking lot.
Play the hits. Honk of the hits.
Join Frank this Saturday at 5 p.m. in Northridge. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And we have Luke Robitaille from the Los Angeles Kings on the phone.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Luke.
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I texted you last night. I was so... It's always such a great night when it's opening night for hockey.
Kevin was so excited about going to the game last night, and he always talking about just the opening night and everything. So he was all excited.
It just kicks off such a fun time.
Yeah, I wish we would have won for you. But,
same.
Yeah, 82 game. You can't win them all, but you're right. It is fun, like when you get the start and you're getting back at it. And you always like to win, but hey, this year we're going to have to go for the loss and then this one, the next one.
Let's talk about Alex. Is it Laferriere?
Laferriere, that's right.
Yeah. Let's talk about him. It was his first NHL game.
Yeah.
He came from which school?
Harvard.
From Harvard. Where fighting is illegal in hockey there in the NCAA.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So he plays his
fighting there, yeah.
He plays his first game in the NHL last night and gets in a fight
right on the gate.
Throws the guy to the ice and his family goes crazy.
Yeah. It was the fans went crazy, and then you know what was really cool is our bench went crazy, our players went nuts, you know. Because they know he hasn't, you know, he probably has never had to face that in his life. And he did it pretty well. He hung on to the guy and then he flipped him at the end, which was great. Good for him.
I mean, if you're not allowed to fight in hockey all the time you're playing, that must be a great deal of frustration built up over time.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
Luke, do you remember when you were new to the NHL, your first fight?
If I recall, my first fight was not my first year. It was my second year. And there was a player for Winnipeg. He was a real pain in the butt. And he kept hooking me. I finally slashed him. I two-handed him. And then he looks at me. We both dropped our gloves, and it wasn't much of a fight. We wrestled a little bit. I had fights in junior. There was a guy that taught me that.
Right.
Oh, actually, I'll tell you, I forgot my first fight. But this is my first fight while playing in the NHL.
Right.
And the guy, so then the referee, instead of giving us 5 minutes of fighting, he gave us 4 minutes for roughing. You know, I got two and another two. And I start yelling at the referee. I go, what are you doing? And I started throwing a bunch of F-bomb at him. He goes, and he looks at me. He's ready to give me another penalty. I go, I was hoping for an odd number and at the end of the year in my penalty minutes. He looks at me. He started to laugh so hard he couldn't believe
that. Wait, are you
saying? I was mad. Like, I wanted a five.
Are you saying that you didn't get in enough of a fight to get a 5 minute?
Exactly what I'm saying.
And it screws up your odd number. Boo.
Exactly. Yeah. That kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
I could tell you, like, my first fight in with the LA Kings was, because when I was, real quick, I'll try to tell that story quickly. When I was junior, this player taught me how to fight. And because I was like a goal scorer on a team, he said, well, I should teach you and you know, just to protect yourself and so forth. So the whole year, he kind of taught me with my left arm to squeeze the guy's jersey right around the right around the elbow.
Right.
And you would squeeze the jersey with your left arm, and then he says, swing with your right arm, close your eyes, and swing it. It'll look good. And if you start feeling punches, just hug the guy. He goes, we're all going to tell you a great job, and all the fans will be happy. So, I probably had like 7-8 fights in junior, and it always looked good, but, you know, they're kids. They were all kids, so it's a little bit different. So then my first fight in the NHL, the first year when they cut me at training camp, the LA Kings went and they're when they cut you, they have like a, they give you some notes and what to improve and so forth. And they had told me to improve my skating, improve my physical play. And then he said, you know, we just want you to be a little tougher, you know. So they told me that the first year they cut me. And the GM was Rogi Vachon. So the next year at training camp, I scored a couple goals, first scrimmage. I'm like, they want me to be tougher. I got to show them that I could fight just so, because I want to make the team. I was willing to do whatever.
Sure.
So I picked the biggest guy on the ice. And when I kind of whacked him to fight, he looked at me and shook his head almost like saying, you don't want to do this shit.
And now I've been there.
I was more, oh, hold on. No, she's good. She's with me, hon.
Hi.
Sorry, my Stacia's coming to get the dog. So I go, finally he comes back and he hits me, not late, but a little bit late, just enough that I could do something. So I look at him, and he's probably, at the time I was 6 foot, maybe 180 pounds. And I drop my glove and I do what I'd learned in junior, and I grab this with my left arm. I grab his right arm, and the mistake I made, he was a lefty.
Oh,
three times.
Oh,
and he knocked me out. And all I remember is Kevin, Bernie Nichols that played with us.
Yes,
he jumped. I remember him jumping on the guy. He goes, stop, you're gonna kill him. When I got up, they dragged me to bench, and I got 25 stitches and bumping below
my
eye. And I remember,
oh my god,
I remember the next day. They cut me again. They're looking at my eye, they look at their nose, and the GM kind of chuckled. He goes, we just want you to keep improving your skating. The moral of the story is, at least I taught them. They never asked me to be tough again.
They just gave up on you after that.
Yeah, we'll never ask him again.
Well, I got to tell you, hockey is the best sport to watch live. And if you'd like to watch the games, they started up again last night. There's 82 games in a season. Play again Saturday night. And you can get tickets at lakings.com/tickets. Luke, we always love you having on your show. Thank you,
dude,
man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, great talking to you guys.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll see you next week.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Who's naked now?
Good question.
Who's naked now?
Most likely someone you don't want to see naked.
Who's naked now?
It's always someone you really don't want to see naked.
Tina Belinda Masta is somebody that you don't want to see naked.
Yeah.
She was naked.
Oh, yeah.
By a canal in Florida.
Okay, in Florida. Good old Florida. Okay.
Was pulling her own teeth out and throwing them in the canal.
Oh, that's like a nightmare. Like, you're in high school, you're naked, and you're pulling your teeth out for some reason. But there she was in real life.
Naturally, Tina was allegedly drunk.
No.
Naked.
No.
Shouting and throwing rocks at strangers.
Hi. Ka-donk. What if Mr. Rogers walked by? Would he get the same treatment?
I assume so. When police arrived, they found her sitting on her dock near her house, wrapped in a blanket.
Wait, so she had a house that she was on the dock?
Apparently so, yes.
So that's pretty fancy. That's pretty nice. And she just sort of had a few hundred too many.
When the police showed up, she took off the blanket.
Ta-da!
To show them what she has.
I haven't pulled these off yet. Dare me to?
Apparently, she had some kind of obsession going on with her teeth. She kept picking at her teeth and asked to use some pliers.
Don't give her pliers.
Nope.
Yowza.
She was charged with disorderly intoxication.
Sure.
Which is similar to a number of laws on the books, such as public intoxication.
Sure.
And it's apparently, it was questionable because she was on her own property.
Oh, yeah, right.
So is it public intoxication?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you could see her easily and she can hit you with a rock.
And I'm sure she's throwing rocks and hitting people. She's also showing herself to the police.
Ta-da!
Here's what I have. This is what I've got going on.
Was she also charged with really freaking everybody out? Pulling out your teeth with pliers?
I don't think that's a charge, but it should be.
Yeah!
It should be for sure.
Give me five.
Give that guy five.
I'm going to have change for five.
Five right now in a row.
Can I give him 10?
In a row.
In a row.
Oh, in a row. He's demanding. Should I give it to him for free?
The theme today is free.
Yeah, I know. I guess online it said it was smoke, but I know Emo's been smoking, man. She's just coming up with her own. Hey, you guys should do ones about smoke.
Nope, we're doing songs with free in the title.
And shall we begin with Ted? It is free for all. 818-955-KLOS.
Or on Twitter at Kevin and Slogo.
It is the KLOS free ride, which is appropriate because it's all songs with the word free somewhere in the title. And give me five today. And got a few requests for this one. I'm very happy to play this one. I remember hearing this like 6,000 years ago on KLOS, long before I worked here. I'm like, oh, that's a great song. Jimi Hendrix, Stone Fruit. That was for Des Bott, who requested it at Kevin and Slogo, Radio Free Europe from REM.
Hello, KLOS. It's Give Me Five.
Give Me Five. Yes. How about some Paul Rogers and Free All Right Now?
Hey, I like that. I like that. It's not in the title. It's in the name of the band.
Love it.
Cool.
Who are you?
This is Mark out of Glendora.
Thank you for thinking differently than the rest of the class.
Hi. How about I'm Free by The Who?
Let's talk about restaurants. Where do you like to eat out? Because I assume that you assume that it's clean.
Yes. No, it is pretty clean. A little place called Little Tony's in North Hollywood is one of my favorite pizza places.
I've eaten there.
Well, yeah. What about you? What's your favorite places?
There are a lot of different places around my house, but I think none of us would want to hear from the chefs.
No, that's probably
true. About the cleanliness of the restaurants that we eat
in. I'm only kind of sure that it's fairly clean because it burned down a few years ago and they rebuilt it completely.
So you know it was cleaned a couple years ago.
It was cleansed with fire.
A popular restaurant in Tokyo, Japan sparked controversy for claiming that it dips its delicious pork skewers in a sauce jar that has not been cleaned in over a century. I'm sorry, not a century, half a century.
50 years of not cleaning it.
Abe Chan, a famous pork skewer eatery in Tokyo, was featured on a Japanese TV show where it was revealed the jar they dipped their ribs in had a dark brown mass around the jar.
Oh, this picture! Come on! What the hell?
That spilled over and hardened
over
the decades.
That looks like it was taken in the bathroom, not in the kitchen.
Instead of cleaning the sauce jar every day after closing, the staff simply pours more sauce over the leftovers of the day.
How many people have died from eating there?
Amplifies its aroma.
I mean, that's sort of like what sourdough is in a way.
Sort of,
but I've never heard it done with sauce.
The congealed mass around the earthen pot of sauce isn't the most appetizing sight. I would say that's true.
Damn sure.
During the television show, experts were asked about the potential hygiene hazards.
Yeah.
And they said they interviewed a bunch of people who that was their favorite restaurant. They were like, I've never had any problems.
Wow.
Huh. So what I'm saying is whatever restaurant you're used to going to,
check the kitchen to see
you've never had any problems.
Yeah.
This hasn't been cleaned in 60 years.
I'm pretty much there myself, but I wouldn't expect anybody to eat off of me.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo did not win one American dollar for guessing four out of the top 10 horror movies of all time.
But I had some damn good suggestions.
Yes, you did. And one bad one. And who's naked now? A woman in Florida was naked on her porch by a canal. She was pulling her own teeth out and throwing them in the canal.
Pulling her teeth out with pliers.
And she was also yelling and throwing rocks at strangers.
Whilst nude.
Correct.
Ah, Florida, we love you. And then Kevin had a stroke.
And then I had a stroke.
He was going to tell you that tomorrow we're going to play the game. No, that's not true.
That's right.
A filthy
that's
lie. That's what
me.
Did it.
That's what stumped
Aha!
me. Tomorrow we've got tickets for you to see Guns N' Roses.
Yes, we do. And right now I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
We'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Enjoy your stroke. Well, we got something free for you right now. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Tickets are going on sale for Guns N' Roses. They're showing up at the Hollywood Bowl November 1st and 2nd. And Black Keys going to be opening for them. There's more information for you right this second at GunsN'Roses.com. However,
earlier today in the 4 o'clock hour, we gave you a piece of information and we said when we ask for it, if you can give it to us, you'll win free tickets.
Yeah, give it to us, baby.
So 818-955 KLOS. We'll start with caller 25, and whoever can give us that answer first will win. 95.5 KLOS of the California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We're about to play the new Guns N' Roses song, Perhaps. And speaking of, a little while ago we asked you to telephone KLOS about Guns N' Roses. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Neil.
Neil, are you planning on getting up tomorrow morning? It's so early, 10 a.m., to buy tickets for Guns N' Roses?
I'm hoping not to.
Well,
it could be you if you could tell us who we said was opening for Guns N' Roses in Colorado.
It's going to be Aaron Jones.
Woo! Yes, it is. You, you won the tickets. You can sleep in.
Wow. Very cool, man.
You're going to the Hollywood Bowl, man.
Nice. Incredible venue. Incredible venue.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's Black Keys opening for them here in Los Angeles. They rule. That's awesome.
Nice.
Congrats, man.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
$3,900 plus tickets to Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl.
I was thinking about maybe doing that sometime in the next, I don't know, 20, 40 minutes, something like that. You can give us a call and be caller 25 and play the name game, and you might win yourself $3,900 and head to the Hollywood Bowl to see GNR and Black Keys.
We will do that in a second. It is time for the KLOS name game. We have $3,900 and tickets to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, those are going on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., but if you are caller 25 right now and you can answer our precious little question, you get to go for free, and you win yourself damn near $4,000.
818-955 KLOS, caller 25. Good luck.
The name game.
What's that?
The name game.
Who?
KLOS, who is this?
Chris?
Yes.
Chris, you're caller 25.
Wow. That's crazy.
You get to play the KLOS name game. It's worth $3,900 in tickets to Guns N' Roses at Hollywood Bowl. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letters A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
Chris, I got to tell you, the last couple of guesses were very interesting. I like this fear from last hour from Jim. Colmetrophobia. It's a fear of cemeteries.
Oh, sweet.
I do not have that. I love cemeteries. Yeah. Love them. And then there's dinophobia, which you'd think was a fear of dinosaurs and like bones, I would imagine. But in fact, it's a fear of dizziness. Which is weird.
That's weird.
But those are wrong, Chris. What do you think it is for $3,900?
I'm going to go with dentophobia.
Dentophobia, the fear of the dentist.
Yep.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Clearly, you're not Steve Martin.
Next hour,
yes,
it'll be $4,000.
Dang. When was the last time you won $4,000, Kevin?
I don't know that I've ever.
Really? I certainly haven't. That's for damn sure. We got $4,000 on the line sometime in the next 20 minutes or so when we play the name game.
We have $4,000 and a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl for the KLOS name game right now. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 25 and good luck. I need a dollar.
Yeah, dollar. Or maybe a whole bunch of dollars.
The name game.
$4,000 to be exact. KLOS, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, you're caller 25.
Oh, sweet.
Yep, you get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
Chris was the one who said dentophobia last hour, fear of dentists. And before that, comliotrophobia. Trophobia.
Yeah, what did he say?
It's a fear of cemeteries, but those were wrong, Tom. What do you think it is for $4,000?
How about anthrophobia, fear of flowers?
Anthrophobia.
I don't think I was afraid of flowers as a kid, but weirdly, I hated flowers. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
Is that it?
That is not it.
Tom, don't be doing your own ding, ding, ding trying to fool us.
That's my door, my car door.
Okay.
Your car door was trying to say you won.
All right, thank you, man. We're going to do $4,100 in the 5 o'clock hour. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have $4,100 in the KLOS name game, along with tickets for Guns N' Roses. We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Who is this?
Joanne,
you're caller 25.
Oh my god, that's so awesome.
So are you excited? Are you more excited about the money, the $4,100, or the Guns N' Roses tickets that you might win right now?
Both.
Or both, yeah.
And then I get to talk to you guys because I'm a longtime fan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I love you guys.
Thanks, Joanne.
You're the best.
All right, we're looking. It doesn't help to butter us up, though. We're looking for the name of a phobia that starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
And the last couple of guesses were anthophobia from Tom, which is a fear of flowers. Isn't that weird? Fear of flowers.
Yeah, that is.
And there's dentophobia as well, fear of dentists. But those are wrong. What do you think, Joanne? Sounds like you got an idea.
Well, I do. I picked a weird one, considering, you know, this is kind of weird.
All right.
I picked arachnobutophobia, which is fear of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
That's a thing?
I'm a nurse. I looked up all the weird shit.
Ah, there you go.
That's a real thing? Hey, feel free to curse.
Yes, it is.
Don't worry, the beep machine grabbed it amazingly. Wow, so have anybody ever come in with that fear in your...
In the ER?
Yeah.
Oh. Not quite that one, but other fears.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Like people are following them.
that's very true. We are checking the official list.
Sorry, it's incorrect.
Damn it.
But I got to talk to you guys, so that's cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
The next time we play this, it'll be worth $4,200.
Damn. Blood in the Water, Aaron Jones is who that is. You know, we've been playing some stuff from him for the last few years, new artist out of Seattle, and things are really kind of turning around for him, really happening. He's going to be opening for Guns N' Roses. Getting on stage before Guns N' Roses. That's going to be happening in Denver on October 27th. Speaking of Guns N' Roses, we have tickets. Tomorrow they're going on sale at 10 a.m. For Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl, November 1st and 2nd. But sometime between 5 and 6.
We're going to ask you a question, and the question is going to be, what did we say in the 4 o'clock hour about who's opening for Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, Black Keys is going to be opening here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, way to confuse it.
I know, right? But who's going to be opening in Denver? Be ready between 5 and 6 to win your way in. Plus, tickets you will win if you get the right answer to see Guns N' Roses. Those tickets are on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with Black Keys at the Hollywood Bowl. Fleetwood Mac released Tusk on this day in rock in 1979. NXS released their album Kick on this day in rock in 1987. Any chance you were at the Day of the Green Festival up at Oakland Coliseum? It was on this day in rock in 1991 that happened.